Hey, welcome back to part two of the series of why monthly budgeting doesn't work. So if you listened to the previous episode, we discussed how budgeting worksheets that you download off the internet are failing to help you with money management. It only fulfills the basic math formula of, do I have money left over at the end of the month if I subtract my expenses from my income? But it doesn't offer insight into whether you'll have money on a given day of the month in order to pay your bills. Knowing the status of your bank account every day of the month isn't reflected in the basic budget worksheets. And basic budget worksheets also need to be recreated every single month. And who wants to spend their precious time filling in the same information month after month when you could be outside in the sunshine and playing with your kids? But there's actually another component as to why I think monthly budget worksheets are failing you. And I think it's a truly powerful component when we talk about effective money management. These basic budgeting worksheets are falling short on something that we'll talk about in today's episode. Hey there, I'm Shauna Lay, and this is the Budgeting Brilliance Podcast, a podcast for busy working moms who are wondering, why does it feel like you have money even though you make a decent income? Because it's probably the overwhelming debt that is bottom feeding on your wallet. As an IT professional, I've used my analytical skills to build money tools for myself to help reframe my money mindset and to break free from the overwhelm of what debt can cause. And I'm here to help you do the same, because budgeting, it isn't a burden that you should dread month over month. Instead, it's actually a really valuable tool to help you make money decisions, but only if you have the right tools in place. And that's what I'm sharing with you today. So here's my biggest beef with paper-based monthly budgets. And I hope that you can try to wrap your head around it, because it's going to be hard to describe visually without actually seeing it in front of you. So just bear with me, if you will. A monthly budget on paper, it only shows you your finances, your financial impact for that 1 month. And because you've never budgeted before on an annual calendar budget, it's going to be hard for you to understand how satisfying and motivating seeing your money flow from month to month can be. When you're annual calendar budgeting, you can see your finances and what they look like after all of your bills have been paid off, and how your savings can grow over time. Annual calendar budgeting can help you to visualize your money impact year over year, and how your income growing can have on your dreams. And none of this is possible. This visualization, how to see what your money looks like in the future, none of that's possible when you're working on a single sheet of paper that says, hey, I brought in this much money today, and I'm going to pay these four bills with it. That sheet of paper for this month, it doesn't highlight what your income's going to look like in 3 months down the road. It isn't going to highlight how wonderful your bank account is going to be and what it's going to, how it's going to grow once all of your bills are paid off in 6 months, in 12 months, in 18 and 24 months. It only looks at today. And if you're frustrated with budgeting, well, it's because you're only looking at this month. You don't get the satisfaction of seeing bills disappear over time and your bank account balance growing. It's a really awesome feeling, and it really sets you up to have something to look at and to reach for in the future. You don't get that level of satisfaction and enjoyment when you're budgeting on boring paper. You need to be annual calendar budgeting. Now, I am working on releasing my new annual calendar budgeting template. Hopefully, it'll be available soon. Now, it will help to calculate your bills for you month after month, year over year. All you would have to do is copy and paste those, your bills, your common bills and expenses for every month. And you would set that up one time. You don't have to repeat the process as you do with paper budgeting, where you have to figure out, here's all my bills for this month. It'll already be there for you in a calendar budgeting format. So from that perspective, you will start to save time when it comes to your monthly budgets. With annual calendar budgeting, it allows you to forecast your money for future months, for future years. And I have been annual calendar budgeting, well, I don't want to say for the last few decades because I am that old, but it has been at least well over 20 years. And I can't wait to share this method of budgeting with you to help you free up your time, energy, and mental fortitude so that you can go off and do things that you would rather be doing than budgeting. There are so many more benefits to calendar budgeting once you actually get into the template, as far as utilizing it to forecast major changes to your family's lifestyle. Like if you needed to bring in a new car and you wanted to see how that car payment and the insurance increase would impact your finances, you would be able to model that with calendar budgeting. If you were going to bring in a new baby and you wanted to see how daycare and additional expenses for that child can impact your finances, calendar budgeting can help you do that. And I've mentioned this before, it helped my family be able to go from two incomes down to one. With the calendar budgeting template, you would be able to run different scenarios so much more easily and more effective than you've even thought that you would be able to do, because all you've known so far is paper budgeting this month. You may get proactive and do an additional month, but budgeting on paper just doesn't allow you that the ability to future forecast and to see your money changes over time. If your income grows, bonuses, all of that, and how they can impact your finances. None of that's possible with monthly paper budgets. And maybe one day I'll do a video so that you can kind of understand a little bit better what that looks like. So that's all I have on today's chat. It was really just another level of insight into what I have seen calendar budgeting do for me and my family, and how it can actually, I think, revolutionize how people view budgeting. It's not as boring and as mundane as writing down all of your expenses and subtracting it from your income. It transforms the idea of budgeting into something that can truly be a money management tool to help you make money decisions. And until next time, I want you to just keep hanging in there. Keep doing your thing, even if that is monthly budgeting, but at least monthly paper calendar budget. And you can get my calendar budgeting starter kit for free out on my website. Check the show notes for the link. And until next time, continue to budget brilliantly.